The Chris Farrell Show podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
The Chris Farrell Show.
Saturday, July 4th. July 4th. Huh. Ain't that the 4th of July? Well, raise my rent. I'm hosting on the 4th of July. Hey, it's Chris Farrell. It's Chris Farrell, host of the Chris Farrell Show. Voice of God guy was talking about it right at the beginning. The Chris Farrell Show. He sounds so good that he just makes his living saying things. He doesn't have to make a point. He just makes his living saying things because it sounds so good when he says them. Now that's independence right there. Yeah, 4th of July is Independence Day. Now, what does independence mean in 2020? New regulations are raining down like, well, rain. New rules every day. Freedom! How do we mesh all this? How do we call ourselves a free society when you can get a ticket for not covering half your face? And it doesn't even have to do with your appearance. I mean, it's just anybody. Is that independence? Isn't the right to show your face, doesn't that epitomize going out into public as yourself? Isn't that how every statement starts? Every credible statement? You stand up, you say, I am this person and I believe this. First of all, if you're wearing a mask, we might not even know that it's you talking. I mean, it probably is if the sound's coming from you, you know. I mean, I don't know if throwing your voice is real. I don't know if that's a real thing or not. I'm 50, and I don't know if throwing your voice is a real thing. Seems impossible. But, yeah, you get up there in front of everyone, say, have something I want to say. Yeah, cover your mouth while you do it. Seems a little less effective. Think of the most influential speeches, the greatest orations in recorded history. Then imagine the same speech where they're wearing a surgical mask during all of it. Does it hit you as hard? Or does it just look like an angry doctor? Well, we are free in this country. And I tell you, the president addressed a large crowd yesterday. And there's never a mask in the crowd. There were thousands of people. I didn't see a mask. I'm sure I missed some. But we got to get over this idea that it's some kind of concession. You know, the terrorists win if we wear a mask. We got to get past that. Guy that goes to a rally but wears his mask, is he going to catch any ridicule by those who aren't in masks? Are they going to assume that person's with the media? Give each other every break you can. We've been over that. Be sweet to each other. Because it's a sweet time of year. It's 4th of July. And I guess that makes this Ground Show 2020. There is no Sky Show this year. If you've been listening to the station, the reasons should be pretty obvious to you. Either that or you took in too many explosions last year. No fireworks up in the sky tonight. There's no Sky Show tonight. But I am willing to pick up the slack here in the morning. That quiet little thing without all the sparkly colors. But, you know, I would like to be the way you prefer to begin your day. I would like to fit in to your mornings. I really would. And, you know, blowing a bunch of stuff up for show, probably not the most settling way start the day, so they can handle Sky Show. The professionals, they do such a great job every year. Why would we switch one member of personnel when it comes to Sky Show? And if you've seen even one, you know what I'm talking about. They're amazing. And gosh, it feels just about time for one, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel like about that time? You feel it in the air. You feel it in the breeze. The warm breeze almost makes you smell the beach and look for the fireworks. It's really a great thing. And 2020 being what 2020 has been to this point is no reason for us to feel any less joy about being Americans. An American is the I'll put it this way. I'm not going to say an American is the best thing you can be. That excludes a lot of important good people. But America is the best place to be whatever you are. Whatever you want to be or become. If you're hearing my voice, you're likely, at least in the United States, there has never been a better time in history. Now think about what that means. There have been people for around 200,000 years, if you believe the people who say they know. I don't know, I wasn't there. But modern day America is as capable of a society that has ever existed in the known universe. Oh boy. Isn't that a neat thing to be a part of? Isn't that a special day to be around to experience this Saturday, 4th of July? Every day's Independence Day. When you're an American, I know we got our differences. Of course we've got our differences. You know, we're in the news business. Our differences are what we talk about, mostly. But be more positive in thinking of it as what we talk about are different ways to hopefully solve problems. That's what we're talking. We're not just arguing. We're not just trying to pwn the other guy, okay? God, there's internet nostalgia now. That's how old everything is. And we've turned news into one-upmanship when it really should be about the distribution of information. And not every piece of information has to be dry as toast. We talk about the 4th of July. Talk about what it means to be free. How wonderful it is. Could you be anything else? I couldn't. I have only been a free American for the 50 years that I have walked this planet. Well, 49, I understand. I had a little trouble at the beginning. But for my 50 years on Earth, I've never been anything but a free American. And that's just fine. All the mysteries of the world, you know, that's nice. That's why there's the internet. You know, I'll look it up if I want to learn about it. Because I'm in the best place in the world already. And most Americans, now there are some reprobates. There are those who just like to watch the world burn. But most Americans had a hand in making this place what it is, which is the greatest country in the history of the known universe. And so when you see a fellow American with whom you obviously have differences, remember you're both Americans. I want you both to remember that. And see your country person first and work out from there. And consider the freedom to exchange ideas without government suppression. Celebrate that in the exchange of ideas. An argument is a celebration of freedom. Don't get so caught up in the argument part that you lose sight of that, because then you start thinking less of each other. And that doesn't serve any purpose. You might be able to look at one of your fellow Americans and tell, well, they can't load a truck, or they probably haven't had a very hard life. You can look at someone and make a ton of assumptions. But you know when you can stop relying on those assumptions? When you get to know the person. And then you might even know a new friend at that point. You might even be bringing a new friend into your life. You know, there are people I disagree with on many things. But it is their disposition and it is their priorities that make us friends. We don't have to agree on stuff. In fact, we take a little pride. I don't like the word pride. We take a little pride, for lack of a better term, in the ability to discuss our differences without being at each other's throat. We're grown-ups. We take pride in maintaining that even when the exchange of ideas gets passionate. That just serves as an indicator to the other person that you do feel strongly. It doesn't have to be a challenge. I'll tell you what's A challenge. You want a challenge? You up for a challenge? Mr. Cannonball Run? Well, it's 1,687 miles to Mount Rushmore. Yeah, if you're going to Mount Rushmore, that's what you might want to do, is Rushmore. Because it's a 25-hour drive. Yeah, 25-hour drive. I was going to drive for 25 hours. Like, were there no restaurants? Were there nothing? Did you wear a diaper? What? How did you do that? Why did you do that? But your trip to Mount Rushmore today to attend the President's event, they're going to have they're going to have fireworks over Mount Rushmore. It should be quite the spectacle. This isn't something they do all the time. I want to be careful with them. Mount Rushmore is exposed to the elements year-round, and you hit somebody in the face with an explosion, things could change very quickly. We don't need Teddy Roosevelt looking like the Sphinx. Of course, there'll be protesters on the ground. That's a start. That's a start. But if you take your drive to the length of Keystone, South Dakota, just head towards Keystone, South Dakota, and look for the giant head, or heads, sorry. I wasn't talking about the president, I was talking about Mount Rushmore. But I would get to driving, and I would maybe decide to drive to an airport if I wanted to make this event. And there's going to be thousands of people there. I want everybody to come home not just as healthy as when they left. I want everybody coming home feeling better for the experience. I really want that. Those are my fellow Americans celebrating freedom. I want that to go as right as it can go. I want folks to remember their celebrations of freedom as positive things. And not having shouted down a protester be part of the fond memory. Let's get back together. You know those heads on Mount Rushmore? Have you seen Mount Rushmore? Those heads, they're all together. All those visionaries lined up. There's no reason we can't have the same things in the crowd over and over again. People exchanging ideas and exploiting them for all they're worth. Let's make America as great has ever been. Let's get beyond history so far as how great this country can be. I think we're poised to do it. I think we're ready. Chris Farrell, 625.
WBT, a radio.com station.
Where this is the Chris Farrell Show, do me a favor, for America, give me your best. That wasn't bad. Freedom, folks, freedom. We got it. Unfortunately for me, I have the freedom to get my dates confused. Although I am reporting to you correctly that the 4th of July commenced at midnight. Turns out that the big crowd the president was speaking to yesterday, that wasn't Mount Rushmore. They're heading back to D.C. today for more fun tonight. But just take the instructions I gave you in the first half hour and invert them. You should be fine. 94 degrees today. The folks at JZY are telling us, which would be the hottest day of the year to this point. Now think about it. 4th of July, and it hasn't gotten hotter than 94 degrees. I'd say that's a pretty mild summer so far. And we're into it. You know, this is supposed to be the part where the pressure cooker gets turned up. And I guess there's still time for that. But this week, we're looking for hit and miss showers. Stray showers and storms possible tonight. Possible. I wouldn't change any plans. Except maybe see if you can hit a lightning bolt with a bottle rocket. I might try to do that. But aside from that, I keep my plans the same. Wouldn't it be something if nature's fireworks outshined every human display? Just a reminder as to who's in charge. Yeah, we got freedom, but we don't want to pretend like nobody can tell us anything. And a few notes here, just because of the exceptions that do come with holidays, and the exceptions are what makes them holidays. Let's go over that for a second. First of all, easy on the booze. And if you're planning on really tying on the drink pouch, stay in one spot. Those are the best parties anyway, the ones where no one wants to leave. Huh? So, yeah, if you're going to do it that way, do it that way. But just because you're at home knocking a few back doesn't mean you're out of the woods so far as danger. Because we both know you will be handling pyrotechnics. beer and firecrackers, they just go together somehow. But be safe. Let a dud just be a dud. It's okay. You don't have to hold it up to your face to see if you can look inside and find the problem. You don't have to do that. Some duds are just duds, and that's okay. It makes the others more exciting. And I've been over this. If you're my listener, I care about you. I do. There's not enough of us for us to be indifferent towards each other. Anybody makes a point of listening to me, I care about you. And when you listen tomorrow, I want you listening with just as many fingers and eyeballs as you have right now. Okay? So watch the booze, watch the pyrotechnics, which is how it's pronounced in English, I believe. Watch the sky. You don't want God lighting your firecrackers for you. Just keep some matches, you know. Just don't hold them up to a stormy sky and see what happens. There are also programming notes that hit you with these for practical reasons. The Home Improvement Show today from 7 to 9 a.m. will be a best of Home Improvement Show as they prepare their own 4th of July celebrations. And I hope they're having a blast wherever they are. From 11 to noon this morning on WBT, Pete Callender will be hosting from 11 to noon to give us the latest on everything. The way the news has exploded in 2020, no pun intended for the 4th of July, the way it's exploded in 2020, we added a live hour middays on Saturdays and Sundays just because there's so much people need to know. And we bring in the big shots for that. But Pete Callender is going to be doing today, and it'll be nice to work with Pete for the second Saturday. I remember when Pete was working in the building every day. What a smart, conscientious, tenacious person he is. And if there is information you need, he will have it. And, you know, I could just tell you that Pete Callender is going to be on noon, but at 11. But I threw it in that other stuff just because that's what comes to my mind when I think of Pete Callender. How good he is at what he does. The Washington Redskins will review their name. That's what they're saying. We're going to review our name. It'd be funny if they got together. Okay, gentlemen, we're here to review our name. Still Redskins? Okay. Meeting adjourned. Doubt that'll happen. I grew up a Redskins fan. I don't like the notion of folks giving in out of fear. That's not the America I celebrate. That's not the America. Someone somewhere is offended. You think you're not offensive? You don't think you offend some people? If that's a surprise to you that you occasionally offend some people, the reason is because we haven't whined to you about it. We deal with it. We let people be themselves. We let things work themselves out in accordance to how we really want things to be. Not how we say we want things. We let things actually play out. That way, society resembles our true nature. And us doing everything we can to separate ourselves from our past, first of all, our past wasn't all that bad. We've done a lot of good things. You can look at the worst anywhere, anywhere. But as I said earlier, America is the best place to be whatever it is you wish to be, even a professional complainer. It is as worth preserving what we have as it was worth fighting for in 1776. What we have today is just as special. It might not feel like it all the time because it seems like nobody's in a good mood. But we're just used to it. Honestly, we're a little spoiled. We're a little spoiled. If you got time to worry about things so far removed from you personally, it might be because you're not paying enough attention to your personal life. Physician, heal thyself. Whatever's bugging you, don't take it out on a statue, because you got to walk away from that statue the same person you were when you walked up. Work on yourself. Those are the changes that the rest of the world will notice. And you'll feel it. You'll feel it. And you'll be happy, but you'll also wish you hadn't learned so late that live and let live is the way you wanted to live all along. And just got busy letting things other people were doing, you know, let it get under your skin and preoccupy you. Now, I understand the tendency. If I feel 99% fine, but I have a toothache, I don't feel fine. Okay. I understand that it doesn't take a lot to shatter contentment. Contentment has to be something we draw from within ourselves. It should not be something we expect others to project onto us. Because you're going to be waiting a long time. Most people are worried about their own lives. I mean, I care about you, but you can't count on everybody feeling about you the way I do, which is grateful every morning I get to share this time with you. I've said before, this is as much for me. Y'all are as much a service to me, and I just couldn't thank you more for it. I do hope I project grace and gratitude, because I'm a simple person and I have a forum, and it's because over the years y'all have took to me just enough to where they thought this show was a good idea. And that might not sound like much, but from my perspective, we're talking about a dream coming true. And that's why I think so much of America, no matter what the current state, no matter how Americans are getting along with each other at a particular time, I think so much of this country, because you can chase a dream and get there. Or you can chase it and discover something new about yourself that sends you in another direction and be just as free to follow that. Freedom, precious, precious freedom. We have it in America. Let's celebrate that, no matter how we feel about some of our fellow Americans and where they're putting their energy these days. Because our collective energy is an impressive thing. History notes that. We are the same America that won World War II. We are the same America that fought the monarchy for our religious freedom. We are that America, the one you read about in the history books. And I am so proud to be part of it with you. This is Chris Farrell. Let's talk again in 23 hours. What do you say? It is 6:55.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.